They seem to find a way to settle down in the third period and finish the deal.
I'm really proud of the way, especially in the third, when they didn't have much left in the tank, and I thought they played with really good structure and really smart, and to hold them off, and that's what winning hockey is about.
With the long change, how hard was it in the second period when you have a team that's in your face as much as Winnipeg was?
Well, it was difficult. I think that the third goal that we got made it easier. I mean, then the fact that we got out of the period with a lead, chance to regroup, I thought was really important. But they were coming. And Dubé was there when we had to make the big saves. I mean, I don't think he saw Armia's shot until the last second, looking from the bench, because we couldn't. He could see it was going to be a good screen, but we found a way.
End of a 9-day trip like this. I mean, how much do you need your goalie to play the way you did tonight?
Well, you need him to play that way, but you never know at the end of a 9-day trip if he's going to be just as fatigued as the rest of the team was. So it's. I'm glad he was there. I mean, and that's why we went with him today, because he had been playing. Thought he'd be more tired tomorrow with a day off. So that's why, Kempf's will go tomorrow.
You mentioned Coyle this morning and wanting to experiment with that to see what you got. What do you think?
Well, he had three assists. He was pretty good. I mean, I knew I was going to go down to three lines in the third period. That's why I moved him back to wing. But it wasn't because of his the fact that he wasn't playing well, because I thought he was our best player.
Yeah, it did look like that stall line had some tough shifts in the second. Did you feel like you had to make that move also?
Yeah, I thought they were tired. They looked tired, and they were getting hemmed in a little bit when they were out there. So Charlie was going really good, so I thought I'd put him out there.
You'd said yesterday you thought moving him to center would get him moving a little bit more, and then he touched the puck a little more. Did you see that from him?
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding, I guess. I mean, he got three assists. He was all over the ice, had chances to score. So, I mean, it was his best game in a while. He was very noticeable.
What can be said for a line to get such immediate success like that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Surprising?
Well, nothing in this team surprises me right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there's a different hero every night. So, it wouldn't, Charlie's a good player, and he doesn't get a lot of notice. I mean, maybe it's because we're in Minnesota or whatever the reason, but he's a good player, and tonight he came to play, and so did Niederreiter, and so did Pominville, got 4 points. I mean, those guys held us down. I mean, other nights it's either the Stahl line or the Koivu line. Tonight it was that line.
How happy have you been with Pominville's game?
He's been pretty good. There was a couple games about 3 weeks ago. I sort of put him on the fourth line and played him 7-8 minutes, and he sort of just said, okay, that's it. I'm going to step it up, and he does. He has, and he's played really good since then.
What happened right before the penalty shot? It looked like Granlund wasn't going to take it there.
Well, it was just the last person that touched the puck was supposed to take it, and they couldn't make up their mind who that was.